The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock right now. And by lock right now, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the turn. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Speak up, speak up, speak up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping
we
on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash. That's
just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
The line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants to smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Monday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this March 17th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look, before we get into the show today, you know what time it is. You know it's time for the Monday prayer. Let's get the miracle minister, Kevin, on the lines. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
Hey, my brother. I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing, sir?
I'm feeling powerful.
DJ Brother Z, good to hear you back on, man. Good to hear you.
Hey, appreciate you, Minister Kevin.
Now, I done seen you on all the right, news, Minister right. Kevin. I seen you, you back out here refereeing now.
Well, they had on the news last night. I seen the Washington Channel 12 news, and it said the person of the week. And then they showed me. I was like, I can wake the wife up. Look, look.
What? You didn't know you was the person of the week?
Yeah. No, I seen that on there as it was going on live.
Hey.
Like, I had no idea about that.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes you don't have a clue when you're doing the work. You're just working.
Just working. They looking for the accolades and all that. Just not working. That's it.
Hey.
Only time you're looking to get paid if you got a job. If it's a job, you look to get paid. But it's not a job. It's a hobby, and it's a heartfelt commitment. So that kind of thing, you don't look to get paid. You just doing it.
You're not looking to get paid, but you're looking to make change.
I'm just speaking to the choir.
Right.
Because you know.
Facts. Hey, look, but I'll tell you this. I'm proud of you. I'm definitely proud of you, Minister Kevin. Hey, you deserve it because I didn't see with my own eyes you do work for families. And after your incident, you coming back to the community, dealing with your condition and still healing and still out here making a difference, trying to help these young people, I think it's powerful.
It is. Because it's a work that you can't fail at. You know, like I said, you got to keep going. If we miss one, then that could be a tragic situation for somebody. So we try not to miss anybody in any way. So it's good. The basketball thing is good. You know, give yourself another outlet other than being out there stealing cars, robbing people, doing whatever it is that, you know, you do to occupy your time because, you know, you have that idle time. You know, the idle mind, they say it's idle mind to have a workshop.
That's what they
say. So we don't want them to be idle. Yeah, we want them to be able to have an outlet. You know, Milwaukee don't always supply outlets for a lot of things. But, you know, you go outside to see the Milwaukee, there's things out there. But are you welcome out there?
Mm.
You know, you're not welcome when you go to South Ridge. You're not welcome when you go to Mamatosa. You're not welcome when you go to Glendale.
You don't feel the welcome in other counties.
No.
In surrounding areas.
No. Yes, they want you to go back to Milwaukee. That's what they is. You know, I've seen, like, they had this out at South Ridge last year, and the people at South Ridge said that they want to start checking IDs. It's making check IDs. If you're not from this area, you can't come to the fair. You know, they got to kick you out.
Oh, wow.
Because they want the separation.
Well, yeah, it was a hotel rule. One of the workers, the clerks at one of the hotels a couple years ago, said if they check your ID and seen that you was from Milwaukee, and 53206 is somewhere in the zip code, that they would try to deter you from getting a room.
Oh yeah, that's no doubt about that. You know, we see that a few years ago out in Waukesha at the skate rink. Remember that? They from Milwaukee.
Right.
They're like, no, they don't want you up in there. went out in a walker show. Yeah.
Here we go.
So we see that everywhere. Now, that just was on the news. That's a lot more that's not on the news.
Right.
That's doing the same thing.
Well, I'll say this, Minister Kevin. I'm going to tell you this. I'm proud that you are out here in our community and being an example of no matter what happens, you're going to keep and stay the course. And I don't know too many people that would have had that situation with a young person. This was a young person, 14, 15 years old, and you had to go through all of that, but yet you're still out here with a loving heart trying to help shape the future of our youth through dealing with organizations like Cream Skills. Out here, when I do call to actions, you're definitely one of the ministers that I don't have to call. How many times have I picked up the phone to call you to come anywhere?
I don't think you ever done that.
Okay. So what
all these years, you have never done that call.
I put it out there to the public, and then you respond with these families. You help no matter if it's a fire, homicide, missing. You have definitely shown me that it made me feel good about making the change. Everybody do a little. Nobody got to do a lot. And this is where we have to be, all of us. Many times people want you to call them and tell them, hey, come on. You know, you're not doing me no favors. We're doing ourselves a favor by being a part of what's right and helping folks. And that's why I love you, brother, because you just answer calls to actions. You don't ask for anything in return. And you are a prime example of how working together to make things change, it should be.
I appreciate that. But see, all you got to do is stay tuned in, because I'm not the only one that listens to the Tory Lowe show or any of the shows on the radio station. I'm not the only one that listens. So if you listen and you hear there's a call to action like April 12th, you have the community cleaned up, you know about it. So be about it. You don't have to get a red carpet laid out for you for you to show up. You don't have to have a spotlight. You don't need all that. All you got to do is show up, you know. And if you can't do as much as the next person, it don't matter. You do it a little. That, like I said, you do a little, so nobody got to do a lot. If you help him pick up trash, that's trash I don't have to get because you did that part over there.
Right.
If you help him to do whatever, you mentor one person, that's one less person I have to mentor. Whatever it is, you do your part. You don't have to do the whole thing. That's what people get caught up on, because that's the mentality that we have, that it's all or nothing. You know, you see that with people, they pay their rent. They don't have all of it. They don't pay any of it. But with a car note, you know, if you don't have the whole $300, all I got is $250, you don't pay nothing. Well, that's a bad mentality. Pay what you have that show good faith. So come in and do what you can do that shows the faith. Do what you can do. It don't have to be everything. But whatever it is, you can come in and just bring somebody some water. Just hand out water. Just help. Just empty out their trash. Give them a new bag. Anything. That's all that's needed. You do it your part. You know, and that's what we need. I'll stay tuned in. So I know what's going on. Everybody just stay tuned in and then join in.
That sounds powerful. But look, how many people going to answer the call? Many a call, but few are
chosen.
Hey. Well,
chosen.
Miracle Minister Kevin, I want everybody to gather around the radio. I need everybody to gather around their devices, however you listening to the Tory Lowe show, because this Monday, more now than ever, we need our community to come together. It's about to get hot outside. You know, it's Milwaukee. It may get hot, then it might snow, then it might rain, then it might get hot again. I don't know, all in one day. You know what I mean? So it's no telling how the weather going to be here in Milwaukee, but it's about to get into the hotter seasons, and we definitely need to start early. We definitely need to get ahead of coming together and getting on one accord so we can now be ahead of the curve and working together and doing our part. And that's what the most important thing I say prayers for, is to help us mentally come together and get on one accord.
Amen, amen. Lord, we are here once again to acknowledge you as our protector, our provider, as well as our savior. We know that we can call on you in the good times and the bad.
But now it's getting to the point where we must cry loud and spare not. We seek you for every direction in which we should go. We are searching for peace, love, compassion, and unity for our community. So we pray that you will calm the storms of violence, end the famine of charitable living, eradicate the epidemic of hatred and discontent, and then remove the fences that separate us one from another, so that we all may see our neighbors and show them love and devotion, and continue to bless our children, for they are truly our future. I speak life, life more abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
As always, my brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Cut the lights, cut the lights, cut the lights. I set this motherfucker off. I can set this motherfucker off. Yeah. I can set this motherfucker off. Yeah. I set this motherfucker off. Ever since they took the homie Q
and play. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Joining me in the studio is Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Tony Smith.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Doing good.
Marquette.
Doing good.
It's tournament time. Marquette, it Golden is. Eagles. Yeah, your boys.
We here.
What's going on?
You know, it's tournament time, NCAA. We're about to get it cracking. Headed out to Cleveland. Terrible city, but.
Right. You got to go down there,
not,
too.
Not fun. Yeah.
7C.
Number seven. Yep. You know, we had a little slide towards the middle to
come
the
on,
end of
Marquette,
the season.
We need y'all to kick in now.
I know. You're right. But, you know, that's ups and downs of a season.
Well, gotta, this gotta is work the whole new season.
Yeah.
Though.
So all that's over with, though. Doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter to anybody. So you talk about the we're a 7 seed. There's 12 seeds. There's 16 seeds.
Right.
There's 2 seed. Doesn't matter what you did or what your seed was. You still got to win a game. So, and everybody's coming for you. So we'll see what Marquette can do. We got New Mexico up first on
right.
Friday.
I like that matchup for us.
Hey. It's going to be a tough matchup. They got a couple nice guards. Their point guard is really, really good. Then they got a big, which tends to give Marquette trouble. So we'll see if we can clean up the boards, keep that little guy out of the paint. He won the player of the year in their conference. So
okay,
he's really good. They got a little lefty two guards, nice. So they got some players. They got some size. We'll see.
Come on, Marquette.
NCAA is all about matchups. Well, if we get back
we
to playing.
We need y'all to pull this one out now.
If we get back to playing early season defense that we played, yeah, we can take anybody.
All right. Hey.
So we'll see.
We're going to see. We got our eyes on the prize.
Got it.
It's March Madness.
Do you do a bracket?
You know what? It's so many things. I do the electronic one where they just, you know, kind of like a lottery ticket. You just hit the thing and then it just fill it out. Because it's unpredictable.
Mm.
It go according to the numbers and stuff like that. So I don't know all the numbers for all the teams. So I try to do the autofill.
Oh, you the autofill?
Yeah, you know,
oh, wow.
Because they got the whole statistics and stuff like that.
The problem with the NCAA bracket, I don't know how many of y'all out there doing brackets, but the brackets. Too unpredictable.
I'm saying.
There's only like one metric that I really probably will believe or subscribe to, and that only has to do with who's able to win it all, right? Nothing. First round is upsets. Second round upsets. There's upsets all
right.
around the bracket. But when it comes down to who's going to actually win the national championship, there's a guy. I wish I knew to give y'all the guy because he's always on it. He always picks 8 teams that have the ability to win it. And of the 8 teams he's picked always, one of them always wins it.
Well, I'll say this. It's too many factors in college basketball, and it's a one-off. It's like you just one night. Somebody can have a bad game.
Somebody get hurt.
People get injured.
Anything.
You don't get a 7-game series like the NBA. No. So it's unpredictable.
You don't get no tomorrows either.
But I heard that if you do pick the right teams and with throughout the whole thing, you get some money. Is that
for what?
I thought it wasn't it something in Vegas like if you.
No, I think that's the perfect bracket.
Is it a perfect bracket?
You can't miss any.
Yeah, you can't miss nothing.
Oh, no. And you ain't doing that.
That's why I
nobody
say
doing
you,
that.
You do the autofill.
Autofill ain't getting
you might as well. You might as well, because you can't guess it. It's like the lotto. That's like winning the lottery.
Mm.
And you got to do all the teams? Every team got to work?
Every team right.
How much is the payout on those things?
I think it's $1 million.
Oh, it's $1 million if you get
if
it right.
You pick, yeah, if you pick the perfect bracket, I think it's $1 million.
I don't even think, you know, Jesus could pick the perfect bracket.
Because
everybody praying. Like, let's say Jesus had to pick the brackets. Everybody praying to him to win, so or sending up prayers to win. So, you know, it would have to come down to who got the most faith.
Oh, really?
If Jesus had to pick the bracket, you pray before a game, you know, keep everybody safe, injuries, stuff like that. So if 100, I don't believe he even choose because I don't believe God even involved in sports. Because everybody praying to him to win.
I'm with you. Like they say, oh, you know, we got to, first I want to thank God. I'm like, God don't care about your game. the other dudes on the other team are Christian too. They were praying. Like, he didn't choose you to win this game.
Right.
Sorry, he ain't choosing a size in no sporting event. I'm like,
it's the Cinderella stories in there.
I mean, it's
one
it's a
shining
lot of,
moment.
Right.
You know everybody. You know how they do the production.
I do, and it's very popular.
Right.
NCAA is a huge event,
huge
moneymaker.
Huge storylines.
Huge moneymaker. It's good. Everybody likes the, because everybody likes the Cinderella story, the underdog. You know, going to the Sweet 16, you get a 12 or 13 seed.
Right.
Who's knocking off higher seeds?
It used to be the team that used to go down there with the Cinderella story every year, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, well, not a Cinderella though. They're a powerhouse.
They not know Cinderella no more. I'm talking about that first when they first started doing it.
Yeah, it was a powerhouse.
Yeah. Now but, I don't know. They usually show up every year though.
There's going to be a couple upsets, no question.
Well, who do you predict?
We're looking for an upset.
I need your prediction.
I have not even looked at the bracket yet, to be honest with you.
But you know who the powerhouse teams are.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. The SEC is out of control. I think they got 13 teams in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's 16 teams in the conference. 13 of them, I believe, got in the tournament. They're stacked out there.
But, and when
you know, so, it's a football conference.
And when you flying out to Cleveland?
We're going to leave on Wednesday. So we go out there a couple days ahead of time so they can get acclimated.
Right.
Get some time on the court.
Do you ever ask you to get him a speech?
Me?
Do you ever give a pep talk to the people?
No. I see the guys around the hotel all the time. I talk to them one on one.
Okay.
Nah, I don't do that. That's D Wade does the pep talks.
Oh, so when he come around, they let him do the pep talks.
Yeah, he do the pep talks.
Oh wow, have you been a part of one of the D Wade pep talks?
Nah, I'm not. I'm working when he's doing the pep talks. He's doing it before the game. I'm up. In
oh,
the,
so they got
I'm
him
on
in
the radio
room. Okay,
you
about to start the broadcast?
Yeah, I'm about to start the broadcast. So.
Do you think it helped? Do you think the D Wade pep talks have helped?
It probably get him hyped up, but you know, who knows?
What he do is hold up his NBA check and say, hey. If this ain't motivation enough.
That ain't motivation to win the game.
Hey,
that's motivation to get better.
You know,
got to get a game motivation.
You got to be the best.
Yeah, but like I say, you need game motivation.
You
it's
need
be
one
specific.
Shining moment. Yeah. You need to be in slow motion throwing
more,
that.
You need more of that to make that kind of check.
Look, you got to be in slow motion throwing that buzzer beater on the promotion.
Yeah.
That's going to boost your chances of getting the NBA.
If you're getting some pub and you're doing it in the tournament time, certainly going to help you. But you've had plenty. I remember situations where guys, I mean, like John Morant was a 12 seed, played Marquette. We were a 5 seed that year.
Mm-hmm.
John Morant killed us. I remember, who was it? C.J. McCollum was at Lehigh. They was like a lower seed, like a 13 seed, and they beat like North Carolina or somebody. I mean, and C.J. McCollum going crazy. Obviously, you know, both of those cats were stars in the NBA. But I'm just saying, you can get those little small schools. They got one dude. who was crazy. Mm-hmm. And they can beat somebody. That's why you see these upsets. Mm. They don't see these cats during the regular season.
And it's unpredictable.
And these dudes can go, yeah.
Well, look, so, when we come back, we'll have the Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tony.
Entertainment, current events, and trending topics. You get it all on The Culture Report with the Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith on The Tory Lowe Show. Here is your host, Tory Lowe.
1017 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Hey, Tony Smith. I guess President Donald Trump claimed that the former President Joe Biden's pardons were illegit because they were signed via auto pen, and that Biden did not even know about them. Those pardons he did at the end.
What is auto pen?
Well, auto pen anyway is a way for the president to sign something without him actually being there. So I guess I think Obama used it once when he was on vacation one time. I think he used the auto pen idea. But I guess
I got the tweet. The pardons that sleepy Joe Biden gave to the unselect committee of political thugs.
Go right in. I like the Donald Trump impersonation.
No, I can't do impersonation. That's funny,
it
though.
Sounded like it was.
No, nah, I'm just reading. But of the unselect committee of political thugs and many other are hereby declared void, vacant, and no further force or effect because of the fact that they were done by auto pen. In other words, Joe Biden did not sign them, but more importantly, he did not know anything about them. The necessary pardoning documents were not explained to him or approved by Biden. He knew nothing about them, and the people that did may have committed a crime. Therefore, those on the unselect committee who destroyed and deleted all the evidence obtained during their two-year witch hunt of me and many other innocent people should fully understand that they are subject to investigation at the highest level. The fact is, they were probably responsible for the documents that were signed on their behalf without the knowledge of consent of the worst president in the history of our country, Crooked Joe Biden.
Crooked Joe.
Trump just talks so stupid.
Well, the thing is he right, though?
No. The first thing
I'm talking with the auto people.
I know, but the first thing is, he talks stupid. That's the first thing.
Well, he's the president.
You can go in and say that.
You can say that.
That's more reason you shouldn't talk stupid.
I think America liked Trump.
No one likes the way he talks.
The majority of Americans voted for Trump.
No one likes him talking stupid, though. Even those who voted for him don't like him talking stupid.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's a lot of people that talk stupid. What I'm saying is they had to like him enough to make him the president because he was talking.
I'm not saying you're talking about two different things, Tory Lowe. I'm talking about they voted for him. They like him.
Right.
They're Republican, but they still don't like him talking stupid.
And we don't like nobody talking stupid.
I don't care about people talking stupid. My president, I don't want to talk stupid. Right. My kid's principal, I don't want to talk stupid. There's certain positions.
My
mayor, I don't want him talking stupid. I don't want them talking stupid. I want them to have some respect for the position.
But more importantly, we want them to do what they promised.
Right. So the next thing is, we don't like him talking stupid. Now you think he has some validity. There's validity to his claim here.
Well, I'll say this. I think that when you look at what he's talking about, he always say things ahead of time. I don't know if he can actually get these people because a lot of these people, he may have felt some type of way how they were operating. I'm just here with the popcorn to see what actually truly happens because this, when we get it in the news like this, this is just the upfront But it's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and I would love to see how this all pans out, because if these people, those pardons are void, then do they get pursued legally for something that they or felt like they may have been pardoned for?
Here's what I'm going to say. I don't, either way, it's going to be funny. And I say funny in a sense where I don't think it's really funny to some people who are involved, but it's funny. It's going to be funny to me that whatever happens in this scenario, because he's going to try to do this, Democrats are going to be up in arms against it, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to be yelling and screaming about
right.
it.
Right.
But
like they're doing about Doe.
Correct. But the great part
singing spiritual.
And the part that's going to be funny to me is, let's say it works and he does it. He unpardons the Joe Biden pardons.
Right.
What's going to happen in 4 years when Trump's out of office? Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, it's all.
Tory.
What you mean?
Tory Lowe.
I don't know.
You going to sit up here on radio
yeah.
and tell me you don't know what's going to happen?
Well, what I'm saying
Z,
is.
Z, what's going to happen? And Trump's pardons go through. Trump's unpardons of Biden go through right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 4 years, when a Democrat
but
takes office.
But he's saying
hold
it because
Tory
of auto
hold
pen.
On, hold on.
When, you're trying to make,
I know.
You're not right.
I'm,
because we're talking
I'm
about the auto
question.
Pen signature.
Listen.
Did, if,
you're
that,
talking about challenging. You're talking. I don't know about that. I'm just saying.
That,
if he,
and that
I'm saying
sounds
if he
like you don't know about it because
so
what I'm saying
he,
is.
In 4 years, when a Democrat takes office, Z, what's going to happen?
They'll just redo it again?
Or they're going to challenge Trump's pardoned now. This is what they
okay,
do.
Okay, but what I'm
they,
saying...
They try to do the same thing
but,
to each other.
But what I'm saying is that a problem with the auto pin? You know, I'm only trying to talk about what he's trying to bring up.
So let me just say, tell you this. Let me just
who
tell
was
you
signing...
This.
Okay, this brings out a bigger thing.
Sorry, I'm not even talking about that.
Who was signing this thing?
Let me explain it to you. You're arguing about something. I don't even want to argue about
I'm
what you're arguing about.
I'm not even arguing about it.
I know,
I'm just asking, is that an issue?
So let me just tell you what I'm talking about. I don't care auto pin. I don't care what. I'm just telling you about the thing that they're trying to do. The other side is going to do the same thing to you.
Right. But
and
they're
all going to do is point to, oh, you just did this. Now we can't do this. This is the games they play. That's what I'm talking
about.
Well,
like I said, he felt that he was attacked from the Biden administration, right?
Okay.
So now, like you said, he's coming in, looking through
correct.
It, and he's trying to say that the auto pin idea it's not legit. And,
100% get
and
it.
Somebody was signing off, or maybe Joe may have not known
right.
of this signing
and,
off.
And, I'm not
and that's why I'm talking about it, because if that's true, then does that make it illegit? Does that make it to point where
and, right, and
these people are open? Are those pardons valid? These are the things that we're going to be looking at in the next couple
correct.
Of days.
And like I said, they can challenge whatever you want to. And like I said, I'm not even getting into the weeds on that. I'm just telling you that if he tries to do this to Joe's pardons, they're going to try to do it to his pardons, is all I'm saying. And they're going to be like, oh, well, you didn't examine a case-by-case situation with the 1,500 J6ers.
Mm-hmm.
You just pardoned them all. You didn't even look at them.
Right.
Some already got rearrested. Some were offenders. Some were molesting kids at child porn. Like, they're going to challenge those
just
now.
Like Hunter Biden.
Correct. They're going to challenge all
and,
that stuff.
And the
so
thing
what,
is,
what
both
you're
sides,
doing right now is going to be done right to you.
Hold on, both sides.
That's why I'm
that's
laughing.
That's if they even get back
that's
in.
That's why I'm laughing. You're correct.
You think the Democrats going to win in 4 years?
Who? I don't know who's going to win in 4 years.
Their approval rating is the lowest ever. Like,
could
like
be.
The way they going right now, do you actually think the Democrats going to win the next election?
I don't know. I don't know. Who
it looks like.
I don't know. If they don't have a candidate yet.
They have the lowest approval rating now than they've ever had in 30 years.
But they don't have a candidate, so I don't
but
know.
But what I'm saying is you're just saying in 4 years if they win office, who says they're going to win?
I did. I said if they do.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if they don't, then that's even a worse scenario because it's more likely that they not.
I don't know any of that. I'm
well,
just telling
I'm
you what's going
to
happen.
According to what the polls are saying, that the Democrats' approval rating is the lowest
mm-hmm.
in 30 years. That's all
okay.
I'm saying. So what I'm saying is if they don't regroup, reshape, and rethink, and I've always been saying, it's just the things that they, certain things that they have to do is start turning tangible outcomes with the people. They're not, they got away from the tangible outcomes with the people. So it's leaving the door open for people to just, to vacate that party. That party is being vacated right now. A lot of their talking heads are saying things. I don't even have to say it. I could play plenty audio of people who supported them jumping ship.
Well, they're not going away.
Well, who's? I'm not saying they're going away. I'm just saying that
they're not going
to be as strong as in the future if they don't start implementing result-based outcomes. That's
maybe,
it.
Maybe not.
Well, they,
I know they ain't going away, though.
Well, I know this.
That's not a maybe.
Well, I know this. They the lowest in they trash right now.
They very well could be. They
at the trash point.
They very well could be.
So when it get to the trash point, you got to clean
Democrats,
it up.
Democrats, y'all better speak up. Tory talking trash about y'all.
I'm not talking trash. You just Google it. It says it. It's a like poll. I'm talking about a poll. I'm neither one of them,
so I don't care.
I'm talking about a poll that was taken that they trash right now because.
I'm not disputing you.
That's what it's saying.
And I'm not disputing you.
They in the toilet with America.
Okay.
Okay, right now.
Right.
But
still doesn't change the fact of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about whatever one side does, the other side's going to do it.
And
then you're going to cry about it.
Get back in power.
And they
will. They need to try to work on getting back in power.
Republicans ain't going to be in power forever more, ever after.
Well, I'll say this.
Democrats eventually going to get in office, correct?
I'll say this. If they continue this way, where a lot of people are saying that they are lost right now, they don't have an effective idea to go against what's happening.
Somebody's coming.
You got a lot of billionaires that feel like that last campaign idea, they were deceived in giving in their campaign ideas. Mm-hmm. So you got enough billionaires out here that can transfer that energy to another party and make it stronger than the Democrat Party. It's a lot of third parties out here. They don't have the backing of these people. And if that happens, if their approval rating don't start rising, then they may just support another idea. And then you may see the Democrat may fall to a third tier idea. And it can happen.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Well, I'm not betting. I'm just saying it can happen. It's not impossible for that to happen because the people that got the money that's backing them, they can switch that money over. And all it takes is money and support.
You know what Homer and I always say about if you don't willing to bet on it, you don't believe it.
Well, I'll say this. if they approval ratings drop and they come up. So
this is
the lowest they've ever been. So they got 4 years to pull it up, right? They got 4 years.
Yeah, they got to find a candidate.
Yeah, yeah. They got 4 years to try to make some adjustments. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
like I say, Republicans will not be in power forever. And as soon as they're out in power, if Trump tries to pull this off, they're going to be trying the same thing down the road.
Right. And the money guys, and I'll say this, the money guys, they just want to put their money where they think they could possibly win. And all I'm saying is the Democrat Party, they had the money ideas. Both parties kind of, a lot of these money people play both sides. But
why wouldn't you?
But, right.
You're just looking to get in.
Facts. But what I'm saying is if that approval rating, if people just don't like something, they just move on. They can actually move on. And now I'm saying that when you have a approval rating that dropped as low as the Democrat Party in this recent poll, and this is CNN and this is NBC, these are favorable liberal ideas talking about this.
Mm.
What I'm saying is if, let's say 2 years go by and it's coming up on the next presidential election and that they're still down there like that,
yeah,
I could see a third party emerging with the money. Not just, they need the funding.
Third party capable of winning?
They got the backing. If what I found out? That they spend a lot of money on the politics, with the promoting, with the marketing, with the dollars that are behind it. So if you can match the dollars, if any party can match the dollars, anybody can compete. It's like a Big Ten school.
Got to have the money.
Playing against like a third tier kind of school. They got a good program, but they don't have the financial backing to push the program over the top.
Right. No, I get it.
So it's kind of like.
It's all about money. I knew that.
If people jump ship, it's not like politics is like a business where, you got to dissolve it. If I'm done giving to you, I'm done giving to you.
Right.
I'll just do is give to the next idea. That's how fast this could change with politics. That's all I'm saying. And if they feel that, this is not a winning strategy, then they'll find something that's neutral that can have a better storyline. You know it's all about the storyline. You know it's all about politics. A better idea, more suitable to run a candidate instead of running, trying to push a low approval rating up to the top.
Hey, 100% get it. I know how it is. Money, the people with the money, they want to get next to the power. So whoever they think is going to win, or they see a way to, ooh, okay, I'm backing him, because when he gets in, we're going to be buddies.
Right. And that's and this has been going on for a long time. It happened with everybody.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, when you talk about the Democrat Party and the Republican Party right now, I got an article up that I'm going to play at the 2 o'clock about this new poll that came out about the Democrats having sink into the lowest of approval in the longest of times, probably 30 years. All I'm saying is, I've been saying this. My grandma was a Democrat. She told me to vote Democrat straight down.
Right.
As I became an adult, I started dealing with the community. I started developing my own point of view. I don't work for nobody. I mean, I don't work for the Republicans or the Democrats. I'm just an advocate. So this time around, I chose to vote for Donald Trump. But what I'm saying is, I voted for Obama too.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, that's how donors, people can change, people can flip. And if the Democrat Party don't start putting in real tangible outcomes where people can say, hey, look, this was turned around in my neighborhood. They control a lot of our local government in our communities. They control a lot of our educational ideas. They control a lot of our economic ideas, things like that. So they're going to have to start putting together something on the ground that they can take into this next election. They got control over the neighborhoods. The majority of my community is liberal. So what I'm saying is, they have the positioning to say, okay, let's regroup, rethink, and reshape. Let's put this more tangible ideas out here on the street. And if that don't happen, I'm telling you, it's going to be way more people voting for the other side.
We will see.
All right, look, when we come back, we got more Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Sit up, never like, you know it's supposed to pack it with the automatics. We gon' set up to heaven. Wait.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got Barque Hall of Famer Tony Smith in studio. Hey, look, Tony Smith, it's a lot going on out here. I got a question. I got a question for you. Because you know, I like to throw you here. You in relationships. You single. You out here in the and you're dating and you're talking to females and I.
What you trying to say? I'm in the streets.
Yeah, well, you know, you outside.
Wow.
You know, you outside. I got a question.
I'm inside right now.
I got a question. Is it okay for a woman?
Sounds like a no already.
Okay, is it
okay? No, I'm just gonna hear the rest of the question.
I'm just asking.
You know, no.
Is it okay for a woman to buy dinner on the first date?
Is it okay?
You know, I'm talking about
if she wants to.
A woman to buy you dinner, a man dinner. Take a man out for the first date, and the woman pays for the dinner.
I mean, I couldn't do it, but maybe someone else can.
And why couldn't you do it? I mean, what's the reason?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
Right. I don't even know if
I don't have no money, I would say okay.
It may not even feel right to me. I wouldn't right. do it. I mean, I'm seeing that people are saying that, okay, if it's equal, then why can't a woman say, hey, look, I want to take you out. I like you. I want to take you out to eat.
She could.
Would you accept it? Or your ego wouldn't? Is it ego?
I don't know. It just seems weird, like the woman being the aggressor in that.
Nah, she just
like, I'm gonna take you out.
Look, I got a nice place. She got the plans. I want to take you out.
I don't know. I think I'm a little scared right now. See, you know, I'm running the other way. Like,
I appreciate your time.
How she look though? How good is she?
DJ brother, she you like her? Whatever that looks.
She looks good.
Whatever you like. Mm. I'm gonna take you out.
I don't know if I want to be talked to like
that. It's the first date.
I don't know if I want to be DJ talking
Brother
like Z.
DJ Brother Z, is it okay for a woman on the first date to pay for a man's meal?
Is it okay for her to run up on you like, yo, what's up? Let me take you out.
No, I like you. Can we talk?
Yeah, right?
Can we talk for a minute? Like, tell
I don't
me
know. I'm a little on the fence with that one.
If she taking me out, she better pay. She asked. It wasn't my idea.
Wow, hey, so it wasn't my idea. He's just talking right now. I don't believe you're going to let her do it. You ain't going to let her take you out and pay for you.
DJ Brother Z, don't waste his words on this show. I'm trying to tell you. He really feels whatever he's saying. No. That's how he feel.
You going to let her take you out?
First of all, I mean, if she asked me, I'm probably going to say no.
Oh, see, there you go.
But if she's lucky enough for me to say yes, she better be paying.
Why would you say no?
Say it again.
Why would you say no? What if she looks good?
Then that's a whole different conversation. Okay, but if somebody's asking me, she probably don't look good.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute.
What is that?
So you said that the woman is paying.
Are you knocking on yourself?
I'm saying I attract ugly women. That's what I'm saying, Tony Smith. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. I wasn't sure what was going on right there. Like, you attract ugly women.
So what I'm hearing is if a woman asks you on a date, she may not be the most attractive person.
That's him saying that. That ain't me.
That's not who I want to be seen on a date with.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Why can't
that's
she
crazy.
Just, how come? Because, you know, the women is, you know, they want to, you know, they want to appreciate that they have found somebody that they like.
Hey, man. I don't even know what to say
you
after,
out to
after
eat.
That.
And you think that if she took you out to eat, what would that mean then? You saying that. It, you know, you have your struggle with it because
I mean, I owe her something.
So does that work in reverse when a man takes a woman out to eat?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I feel like I owe you something because you took me out. Like, hold on a second. I don't know what Z threw me off right there with that. I attract ugly women. That threw me off right there.
Everybody's beautiful in their own way. Maurice M said, I agree with Tony. It's a trap. What you mean?
See?
How's that a trap?
Cuz, don't nobody trust that, man. Like, what's going on?
I'm about to open up the lines.
Like, why are you asking me?
Hey, look, right, Truth Nation, going on here. Can a woman take a man out and pay for the first date? Yeah, I mean, I think that...
Can she be the asker out?
Yeah, can she come to you and say, hey, can we go out? I'm paying. I want to take you out. I want to talk to you.
Let me take you out to Capitol Grill. Come on.
Come on. Let me...
Come on, young fella.
And make sure you smell good.
Wear something
nice. We got to run the break. I'm going to ask that. It's my question of the day, A.T. Smith.
Let me take you shopping first before we go out.
Oh, wow. I might not do that.
You got a sugar mama on you.
Hey, it might be a cougar.
It could be.
Hey, look, A.T. Smith, I appreciate you for coming through with the Pop Culture Report.
Man. All right, we'll see y'all.
All right, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.